The assault on voting in the state of Florida will just never end, at least not under the Governor Rick Scott administration. Just as the dark memories of the 2012 election season began to fade, we learned this week that Scott's Secretary of State Ken Detzner issued a statewide directive to supervisors of elections, telling them they must now restrict the locations where absentee ballots can be received. Just 6 weeks before a primary election in Pinellas County, Detzner insisted that the places where the supervisor had been collecting absentee ballots for the past 6 years would no longer do. Moving forward, he said, the only place absentee ballots can be accepted is at the supervisor of elections office. In a state where more than 25% of the ballots cast in the 2012 presidential election were absentee, the sudden change in rules could have a significant impact on elections results. Though Scott and Detzner perhaps thought they could sneak this new rule in under the radar, after all, who's thinking about absentee ballots in December? It didn't work. Supervisors of elections across the state are stunned and outraged, and they're protesting the new restriction. In Pinellas, the supervisor says she won't abide by the directive in January with no time to prepare for such a change. As a result, Detzner quietly backed down and told her she could carry on as planned. But as of this writing, he still had not rescinded his decree. As Senator Bill Nelson has said of this move, it's a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. Unless, of course, that problem is too many people voting.